Hello there. This is Astronomy Minute. I'm your host, Professor Atoll. This episode is called, What is Occam's Razor? Well, despite its name, it is not something we use for shaving. Rather, it's a principle in the philosophy of science and is often stated as the simplest explanation of a particular natural phenomenon is usually the correct one. Not always, but usually. So if you listen to the episode entitled, What is Science?, you know that science is a tool to better understand the natural world. And it works like this. We begin by asking a question about nature. Then, we gather observations or data that help us to answer that question. We then develop an explanation that helps us to understand the observations or data. Every good explanation makes predictions that can be tested against the observations or the data. If the predictions come true and are supported by the observations, then the explanation is probably correct. If the predictions are not supported by the observations, then we need to modify the explanation until its predictions match the observations or data as closely as possible. Now, this explanation usually has within it one or more free parameters, also called variables, that can change and when adjusted work together to describe the observations and make predictions. What Occam's Razor asserts is that all else being equal, the explanation with the smallest number of free parameters is likely to be the correct one. In the language of mathematics, a smaller number of free parameters or degrees of freedom is preferred over one that is larger, as long as the predictions of the explanation are borne out by the observations. The history of science has shown this to be true time and time again. Thank you for listening.